This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Internally displaced persons who took shelter in different relief camps in Manipur have started returning to their homes in Bishnupur district. Mizoram records 83.99% voters who exercised their franchise in Lai Autonomous District Council polls. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, says peace and tranquility has unlocked potential of Northeast to become favourable destination for investment. And Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratanlal Nath says state government aims to raise Tripura's per capita annual income to 3.7 lakh rupees by 2030. The news in detail. In Manipur, with the improvement of the situation and continued efforts of the state government to restore normalcy, internally displaced persons who took shelter in different relief camps have started returning to their homes. Those taking shelter at Laimaram High School relief camp in Bishnupur district since the ethnic violence erupted in May 2023 have returned to their homes yesterday. Around 257 internally displaced persons from 64 households of Laimaram Waroi Ching were peacefully resettled in their village. Bishnupur District Deputy Commissioner Pooja Ilambam flagged off the IDPs from the relief camp in the presence of officials of the district and others. The Deputy Commissioner said that the return to their home signifies a positive step towards building a better and peaceful society. She informed that the government has already disbursed funds to the families heading back to Waroi Ching to support the redevelopment of their abandoned houses, and the government's continued support through direct benefit transfer assistance will also continue to all individuals returning to their respective homes. In Mizoram, 83.99% of voters exercised their franchise in the Lai Autonomous District Council polls. Mizoram State Election Commissioner H. Lalthlangliana said that the voting was held under a peaceful atmosphere in all the 111 polling stations during the 9-hour voting. Of the total 56,873 voters, 47,769 cast their votes. Lalthlangliana, however, expressed regret and sorrow over the death of a polling official at Lungtian 2 polling station. Altogether, 80 candidates, including 11 independents, are in the fray, and counting of votes will be held on the 9th of this month. The ruling Zoram People's Movement contested in all the 25 seats, while the main opposition Mizo National Front nominated 20 candidates. The Congress put up candidates in 14 seats and the BJP in 10 seats. In the last elections held on 4th December 2020, the MNF won 20 out of 25 seats. The BJP and Congress bagged one seat each, along with three independents. The term of the council will expire on the 18th of this month. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, yesterday said that in recent years, the Northeast has become a center stage for development in the country. He also stated that peace and tranquility in the region has unlocked the potential of the Northeast to become a favorable destination for investment. Addressing the media in New Delhi, the minister said that the region has seen speedy growth across sectors, including connectivity and communication through various policies and programs of the central government. He noted the expansion of commercial airports, semiconductor, railways and other as key drivers of progress in the region, and mentioned the recently inaugurated Bhairabi Sairang rail link in Mizoram along with seven others. He added that four capital connectivity rail projects across Nagaland, Manipur, Sikkim and Meghalaya are underway. President Draupadi Murmu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed grief over the demise of former Governor of Mizoram and former Member of Parliament Swaraj Kaushal. The President extended her condolences to his daughter and MP Bansuri Swaraj, family members and admirers, and said that Kaushal's contributions will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said that Kaushal distinguished himself as a lawyer and a person who believed in using the legal profession to improve the lives of the underprivileged. Modi also said that Swaraj Kaushal became the country's youngest governor and left a lasting impression on the people of Mizoram during his gubernatorial tenure. Adding that his insights as a parliamentarian were noteworthy, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, while paying tributes, said that in his long public life, the former governor of Mizoram kept the high values of justice, democracy and national service alive. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratanlal Nath said that the state government aims to raise Tripura's per capita annual income to 3.7 lakh rupees by 2030. He made the statement while inaugurating a workshop on the protection of plant varieties and farmers' rights and a program for distributing agricultural equipment and potato seeds to farmers at Salema in Dhalai district yesterday. The minister said that since the present government came to power, the state's per capita income has increased to 1.98 lakh rupees. Emphasizing that farmers play a vital role in Tripura's economy, he highlighted the need for rapid modernization in the agriculture sector. He added that self-reliant agriculture is essential to support Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India the food basket of the world. The consultative committee meeting of the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region was held under the chairmanship of the Union Minister of Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, at Parliament House Annex, New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Education and Development of Northeastern Region, Sukanta Majumdar, also participated in the meeting. Sindhya stated that meetings of the committee form an integral part of the continuous dialogue on investment and development progress in the northeastern states. He also thanked members for their active participation and valuable insights during the meetings of the consultative committee. The meeting reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring rapid, transparent, and outcome-oriented development in the northeastern region with the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region, or PM Divine, serving as key catalyst for infrastructure and socio-economic transformation. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta undertook a comprehensive review of major infrastructure assets in Anini on the third and final day of his official tour to Dibang Valley District yesterday. Gupta inspected the newly constructed mini secretariat, district hospital, Panchayat guest house cum heritage center and Krishi Vigyan Kendras. The visit focused on assessing infrastructure readiness, quality of execution, and the functional integration of these facilities into the district's administrative and public service ecosystem. The Chief Secretary commended all executing agencies for their professionalism and dedication, noting that the timely and meticulous completion of these projects reflects a strong commitment to public service delivery and sustainable development in Dibang Valley. South Mizoram's Lumley District was honoured with the National Award in the Best District category for its outstanding work in the effective implementation of the Accessible India campaign, Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan, and for its achievement in creating a barrier-free environment. President Draupadi Murmu presented the award to Lumley Deputy Commissioner Navneet Mann during the award ceremony held in New Delhi on the occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Lumley District Administration has emerged as a national model for accessibility and inclusion through its flagship initiative project, Lumley's Empowerment for Access and Equity for All Persons, launched under the leadership of the Deputy Commissioner. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Internally displaced persons who took shelter in different relief camps in Manipur have started returning to their homes in Bishnupur district. Mizoram records 83.99% of voters exercise their franchise in Lai Autonomous District Council polls. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, says peace and tranquility has unlocked potential of Northeast to become favourable destination for investment. And Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratanlal Nath says state government aims to raise Tripura's per capita annual income to 3.7 lakh rupees by 2030. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.